Welcome, everybody. My name is Juwanza. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's great to see you, and I am very, very excited again to have another opportunity to speak with you today. We've got a show lined up for you. For those of you who are familiar, of course, you've read the heading. You know why you tuned in today. You're not here by accident. You're here on purpose. And so I want to welcome you, Hetep, to all of the listeners, to the listeners online. I just want to let you know that if you can text somebody and let them know that my special guest, Orwa Amtuhuti Kamo, is back. And we're going to be talking about a awesome conference that's coming up. This is going to be part two of an interview that we did a little while ago. And for those of you who did not weren't able to check that interview out, let you know about the archives. You can go back and listen to that interview and get yourself brought up to speed, because there's going to be a conference coming up in April. We're going to tell you all about it. It's the ATEFU conference, and that's what this show is going to be all about today. And you are going to be so glad that you tuned in. For those of you who might be tuning in for the first time and you're not familiar with Orwa Amtuhuti Kamo, let me tell you who he is. Orwa Amtuhuti Kamo serves as the chief priest and paramount king of the Pennsylvania and New Jersey area of the Osereset Society. And for the past 27 years, he's been responsible for the administration of classes and ceremonies for the African-American community in Philadelphia, Trenton, New Jersey, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Throughout this period, he has trained and supervised over 30 priesthood members, developing various levels of proficiency, and with the assistance of the priesthood body, he has officiated marriage, funerary, and naming ceremonies, and sponsored scores of uplifting community programs. Professionally, Orwa has over 30 years of experience in business development, focused on marketing retail sales and real estate. He's been instrumental in the founding of several Osereset ventures, including current retail operations of the Nile Valley Vegan Restaurant and New Waters, which is an industrial-scale water purification business. He also played a pivotal role in the acquisition of the 20,000-foot complex in Philadelphia that serves as the group's headquarters and retail operation. Nationally, Orwa is also involved in the development of the society's first banking institution and also began his training in martial arts at the age of 16. Orwa has developed proficiency in Japanese goju and later went on to found a capoeira group in Philadelphia. His early exposure to breathing and meditation practices in these arts matured with his training in Taoist yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong, and Iron Crotch, Iron Shirt Qigong, under the direction and tutelage of the sage Dr. Shekem Shekem Ra'un Nefer Amen. Orwa is the proud father of 13 children, the product of his over 30 years of marriage, and it is without further ado that I introduce to you, everyone, Orwa Amtuhuti Kamo. Brother Orwa, great to have you back on, my brother. Oh, I'm ready for a powerful, powerful show. How you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you so much, Juwanza. It's always a pleasure to be with you and your enlightened audience. So we appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today and about the important programs that we have coming up.
You know, Orwa, it's amazing to me when we put the word out that you were going to be coming on talking about the ATEFU conference, got such a rousing response. I'm looking at the board now, and it's just full. I mean, people have responded, and I just want to let everybody know that during the course of the discussion, you can join in. All you have to do is press 1, and we will bring you on board, and you can lend your energy to this discussion. The ATEFU conference, this is going to be a conference specifically for men. And, you know, it's not a sexist thing, I mean, but there are just some issues that men have and need to deal with outside of the presence of the feminine energy. And if you could talk about that for a moment, the ATEFU conference, for those who might not know what the ATEFU conference is and why it is important for men to gather and to discuss the topics that are going to be discussed at the conference.
Well, thank you, brother. And the ATEFU conference, ATEFU is a Kemetic word, ancient Egyptian word. It's a term for father. We've kind of attached ourselves to that word because it represents you know, the man's ability to mature and to take responsibility for the family, to be excellent in his most important role in life, which is to be a father, to be a husband, to be a caregiver, to be a protector, to be a provider, right? So we know that historically this is something that, you know, has been denied us in the African American and in many other parts of the world. And as black men, we are under particular stressors that no other person on the planet really has to face. I say stressors because ultimately from our African spiritual understanding, we realize that stress is an option. We don't have to be stressed. But the things that that would put one into a stress response are particularly acute when it comes to African American men and African men throughout the world. And there's some very deep historical reasons for that, some psychological reasons for that. But basically, it's the fear of a black planet, the fear of black men, that has put us in a position where we are constantly under assault. And unfortunately, we have another incident of a young man killed at his home. You know, it's around us all the time. You know, I have a 15-year-old son. I had to have another conversation with him about, you know, the dangers of riding in a car, you know, with some with somebody. You know, simple things like, you know, my friend picked me up after school. You know, simple little decisions like that can result in tragedy. And this is something that white men as a whole, they don't have to think about that. You know, this is something that that we are constantly exposed to, and our reaction to it out of a lack of our own, you know, cultivation and our spiritual culture has put us in a position where we are experiencing the highest signs of stress, meaning disease, you know, premature death. Our longevity is cut short. We're the highest affected by all of the degenerative diseases. So the ITEFU conference is our contribution. You know, we're not the first ones. There's lots of brothers and sisters as well that have, you know, made a contribution to addressing what we're going through. But it's our contribution to continuing this dialogue and putting together the therapies and the wisdom, the knowledge, the practices that can help to address this very, very critical situation with our brothers, with our uncles, our fathers, our sons. That's what this is all about. So yeah, I'm glad to hear a lot of people called in. It's not about me. It's that this is a topic that, you know we have to deal with, and we've got to get together as men and handle this business. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to learn how to nurture our health physically, mentally, spiritually, psychologically, and then we have to come up with solutions. We know that society is not going to do it for us. We know that the larger economy is not going to support us. Corporate America is not going to support us. And it's interesting that, you know, here we are in 2018, and it's not even a class thing anymore, Brother Juwanz. I mean, you could be a superstar, multimillionaire. I heard Michael Jordan's over a billionaire, but I don't know the brother. I've never talked to him, but I'm sure if he's got sons, nephews, you know, cousins, he's just like any other black man. He goes to bed at night just hoping that, you know, your loved ones are going to make it, that they're not going to be pulled over somewhere, that they're not going to be assaulted somewhere. It's got nothing to do with how much money they have. You know, it has to do with who we are in the world.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Baba, because a lot of times people come to this information at different, you know, various points in their life. You might have brothers who are younger who, because of their exposure, might get this information that will be discussed at the ITEFU conference at an early age, and very fortunate for them because it can save them a lot of headache and a lot of unnecessary trauma in their life. But then you have other brothers who may have come to this information later on in their life. I mean, after, you know, maybe in their 40s or 50s, after they've already done some damage, you know, in their life, to their life, you know. Could you talk for a moment even just about the ability of brothers to even reclaim their power? Again, brothers, you know, do you have brothers that might be listening to this show that, you know, are divorced? You know, they may have, because of earlier choices, you know, they may be estranged from their children, you know, different situations that they're looking at a conference such as this and saying, well, okay, what can I get out of this? You know, what can I get out of it? In addition to learning how to, you know, be in better health, what about my relationships? You know, how can this conference help me with my relationships, you know, mending the broken pieces that maybe, you know, that I've broken, the glass that I broke along the way, and here I am, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Can you tell how brothers can reclaim their power just by attending a conference such as this?
Well, absolutely, and it has to do with the company that you keep. You know, I've been involved in spiritual development, personal development for over 40-some-odd years, and one of the most important things that I ever heard at a conference like this was somebody say that who you are 12 months from now, he was talking to us in the room, he said, who you are 12 months from now is going to be the product of the conversations that you have, the books that you read, you know, the insights that you'll get from your meditations or what have you. In other words, you know, we are today what the product of all that we've learned and assimilated from the people that are around us, whether they're around us in person or whether we're their students or whether we're listening to their lyrics, whether we're watching their media, whether we're attending their lecture or watching their videos. You know, whatever you're constantly consuming in your mind goes to shape, you know, your thought patterns, which affects your emotional state of being. It affects your energy, your life force, and ultimately even your physical being. So there's never a point, I know for me personally and for everyone, that you need to stop growing. So your growth is going to be determined by who you're surrounded with, what kind of thoughts you're having. And we're just very fortunate being in Philadelphia, kind of centrally located between our headquarters and Washington and other areas, that we are able to attract and have at this conference some of the most powerful speakers and healers and priests and authors, and just being in their presence and getting the information and being in that kind of mindset is very uplifting. So I would say, whatever your circumstance, whatever your age is, you know, there's going to be something here for you to get. And the other aspect is, you know, we've got a network. You know, we start every conference with a business card sharing, and we invite brothers up to the mic to introduce themselves, you know, usually as we're eating lunch, because we have to work together. We have to buy from each other and sell to each other. We have to employ each other. It should be very clear to us that we can't depend on anybody else but ourselves. So part of our conference is to network, is to come together, and it's best to come together with people that are interested in personal development, in spiritual development, in learning more about their African history and culture and, you know, origin, and most importantly, face today. So the first thing about the ITEFU conference I'd like to share, brother, is that, you know, we're blessed to have our keynote speaker of the whole conference, which is, you know, none other than Chek Mashekum, Dr. Raoul Nefer. Amen. And we wouldn't be having this conversation, we wouldn't be having any kind of conversation about anything that I've accomplished or that, you know, people are attracted to from the conference if it wasn't for the work that he's done over the last 45 years, since 1973, being the ultimate example of someone that is not only enlightened, but also lives the teachings You know, I mean, we got to give our props to people like Dr. Ben, Dr. Clark, Asa Hilliard, you know, Ashwa Crazy, and brother Anthony Browder and Naeem Akbar, and you know, all of these people for their tremendous contributions to helping us to recover, you know, our African mind. But when it comes to, okay, how do we live that now? You know what I'm saying? How do we put it into practice? And are you living it? Are you building a community around it? Are you establishing institutions around it? You know, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone beyond the Shechem Shechem that has accomplished that. And we're just so thankful to have him come and to speak to the men about, you know, redefining what African manhood is. You know, we have to take our place back in the world as the founders of the highest, you know, standards of ethics and morality that the world's ever seen. And you know, it's very interesting, just to finish this point, because I was thinking about this, how, you know, here African people built this country, right? I mean, we supplied the labor as prisoners of war, not just the brute labor. We're talking about the highly skilled labor. And if you read the book by Brother Keith Holmes about black inventors and many other people have made a contribution to that, you know that it's not just the brawn, it's the brain, it's the brilliance that black men brought to this country, and black women as well, that built this country. But in order to keep us in our position, the myth in the face of all this had to be spread that we were lazy and shiftless.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing has happened to the fact that African men and African people as a whole are the first people on record to have the highest standard of ethics and morality, if you look at the ancient Kemetic scriptures, than any other people in the world. Yet the world looks at the black man and thinks that this person is a criminal, that this person is to be feared, that this person is of a lesser intelligence. And we have to correct that first within ourselves, first within our community, to get back to that standard and hold our families, our community to that standard, and then we can play our role in helping to bring this world back to some sanity.
Well, I know that there are going to be a lot of teachings taking place at the TEFU conference, just on a lot of different subjects, from, you know, from health to, again, to networking to business. And what about seniors? What about someone who is a senior, a brother who might have lived his life, and he's a senior now? Okay, he might not be at a position where he's going into, you know, he might not be going into business or that sort of thing. He might be settled in his relationships. What could a senior brother get out of the TEFU conference?
Well, the older you are, the more incumbent upon you it is to establish and maintain your relationships with younger people, with everybody else in society, and particularly with your ancestors, if you understand what I mean. So, I mean, there's a whole lot. You know, when you're an older person, you know, you have the benefit of years and years and years of experience. And one thing that studying your African history, your African spirituality, and getting, you know, fine-tuning your connection with the Supreme Being does is it helps you to get the philosophy, the understanding to really manifest your wisdom, which, you know, we know wisdom expresses itself through experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we live in a world where we're more and more disconnected from older people. I was just listening to a program last night about age discrimination and, you know, how companies, you know, fire older workers, not because they're not competent, but because, you know, they've climbed the ladder financially and they want to replace them with cheaper, younger people. But this is just an extension of the Western world's, you know, lack of respect for wisdom and and tradition, and it puts elders in a position where they're not valued. In the African tradition, we value the elders. Of course, you got to be qualified, you know, to be wise. But the fact that you've been through, you know, years of experience should give you a voice that should be very valuable. That's what young people need, is the wisdom of elders, the experience of elders. So, you know, part of the ITEFU conference, like I said, part of the work of the Asarset Society is to help us to, you know, bind back together. You know, we all need each other. The youth need the elders need the youth. And then when you understand the spiritual dimension, as you get older, you know, you're closer to that circle of life, you know, we call the ancestors, which is not just a memory of people that have died, but in African tradition, we understand that there is life after life. These ancestors are still alive, and they still have their aspirations for seeing their children and their great 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 grandchildren, you know, carrying on and doing well. And in our tradition, we communicate with them, just like, you know, in the Catholic Church, they have saints. You know, we have the sheps, the ancestors. That part of our tradition is to make sure that we don't forget that connection, that we nourish them and we allow them to nourish us. So being an elder is very important, and something that we need to recognize and nourish as part of our Africanness. We don't throw our elders away.
Well, speaking of elders, got one on the line. Speaking of wisdom, going to go to the phone lines real quick. 2482, you're on the air with Orwa. I'm Tahuti Kamo. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How you
Good
doing?
Morning.
Good morning, brother.
Yeah, the last time I spoke to you was on the show, and I probably won't be able to make that conference, but I really want to be totally involved in your process.
Who are we speaking
I'll
with
be in
today?
Washington. This is Louis Gossett Jr.
Okay.
So
all right.
Thank
all right,
you for
peace, Baba Louis.
Thank you so much for what you said about the elder, because it's the respect for the elder started in Africa, and it saved us through the Middle Passage, all through slavery, all until integration, because we had the keys that had nothing to do with money or prestige or anything that was created by the master. We kept that thing for our salvation, and we abandoned it during integration and needed to go back to those basics.
Mm-hmm.
Of the elder, the respect for the elder, the respect for the woman, the things that you're expected to do to add to the whole growth of the people. So it was what you gave, not what you got.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's an old culture. It's the American Indian culture. It's the Mayan culture. It's it's the old culture that kept us without money, keeping the people alive and growing. So if we go back to those jobs of the young people when they used to gather the berries for everybody to eat, and then to take care of the animals, and to do what they're doing at each age, and to give it to the whole so that everybody can make it. The homeless would be gone and be strong. The people who are without money would be taken care of and fed and sheltered the way we used to do it in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
That's the value system that I know you're going to be talking about back in Philadelphia.
Definitely.
But if we go back to that, to get those keys, if we remove the need for money and survival away from it, we'll nurture ourselves. And it's for one another, together as a people, to get the best of who we are, and then add that to the pot of mankind. But we can't add it unless we know what it is. So God bless you. Allah bless you for that conference. Keep it going. I wish I could
Thank
be
you.
There, but I'll be on your next one.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Yeah,
we look
forward
to
the right idea.
Thank you.
Thank you, Baba Lou. Great to hear your voice again. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah. God bless. The best of
hey,
us,
Baba, you sound...
now we have a process. We have a crisis. Mankind has to save the world. But the best of mankind, and we are the original civilization. So we need to kind of lead the way without resentment about the salvation of us all.
That's right.
Full circle.
Baba, you sound so young. It's hard to when I have to remind myself that you're an elder when I talk to you, because you sound so vibrant.
I say that for what it's worth. For what it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
Baba,
very important.
Really
the young men know that their job is very important. Their job is very important. So
that's
have
right.
a blessed day.
But thank you for all
thank
of
you,
the,
right.
for all of the wisdom that you constantly with my person and as well as with everywhere you go. You're respected in the world, and you know, you've always made us proud. And you know, you won't be able to make this conference, but the next one, you're gonna definitely be there.
Yeah, I'll be in Washington on the 3rd and 4th at the Church March, the United Churches of America. I'll be able to speak there, and then I can move on to Toronto. So hopefully, I'll let you know about that, so I can see you then.
I'll talk to you then, my brother. Thank you. Great. Talk to you soon. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Wow, Baba Lou, 80 years old and still spreading wisdom, spreading knowledge, and it's clear to see that it's elders like him, like his person, that we need to, you know, learn from as well, to share their experiences, to help, and he has a heart to do it. So I'm glad to know that he has an interest in this type of workshop and plans to be at the next one. Baba, got another call for you. I'm going to come to you right now. 1273, you're on the air with Orwa Amtahuda Kamo. Welcome to Juwanza for Life. Thank you so much for your patience.
Good afternoon, my brothers.
Good afternoon,
my brother.
Muakil on this end.
Oh, all right. Peace, brother.
How you feeling, my brother?
Ooh, man, with your help, I'm feeling great.
Excellent. Well, I'd like to say I appreciate the Osirisset Society inviting me to be one of their speakers to be able to do my work, as I am one of the elders in the community, but to do my work so that I can see how many young minds I can influence to live a life that is mentally, spiritually, and physical, with more balance on the spiritual, and with being able to have an understanding of their health and how it relates to the medicine of the ancients, which I've practiced for over 45 years, Chinese medicine. However, if you look at the history, a lot of that medicine had come from East Africa into the Yellow River of China, which in some cases they say the Yellow Emperor was teasing tan and aggravating brown. So I just wanted to encourage the brothers that are listening to come to this conference, because the conference, when they walk up, from my feeling and my relationship with the Philadelphia chapter, when they walk away from that conference to go back home, they'll go home with a different energy that will propel some things to happen, so that us as men are able to do what it is that our Creator has put us here on this earth to do, and take care of the business at hand. My brothers, continue with your conversation. It's lovely, and be well and enjoy your life.
Thank you so
much. Thank you, Brother Akmal. Thank you so much for tuning in, brother. It's great to hear your voice as well. Everybody, by the way, brother, I have Akmal on the phone. He's going to be on the show on April the 4th, on Wednesday, April the 4th. We're going to have Dr. Akmal on. So make sure that you mark your calendars for that from 7 to 8 p.m. So, Dr. Akmal, I look forward to a powerful interview with you as well, my brother. Thank you so much, everybody. If you want to hear Dr. Akmal, you can hear him on this show, but you want to definitely make it to the ITEFU conference, because there's going to be Dr. Akmal Muakil is going to be presenting, of course, Shechem Meshechem, Dr. Rao Nefa Amen is going to be a keynote speaker, Shechem Meta Uneta is going to be a keynote speaker, of course, Orwa Amtahudi Kamo will be a presentator, Orwa Hehimet Ryan Comet, as well as Hekshimsu Heru Shekameh Leter. So there's going to be so many brothers there that I agree with Dr. Akmal. You're going to walk away different than you came. So definitely make it a point to get there. Dr. Akmal, thank you so much. I'll be in touch, my brother. Peace. Everybody, if you have a question or a comment, please don't be shy. Just press 1, and we can bring you on, and you can make your comment and or ask your question. Well, got another? No, not yet. Okay. All right. Thought that was a question.
Well, let me just respond to that last caller. So Dr. Akmal Muwakkil is one of the great resources in our community. He's a beautiful brother. His level of spirituality and his expertise in traditional Chinese medicine, just his story of how he healed and transformed himself and the education, you know, that he went to through going to China and having personally been worked on by him. You know, he's a master of Tui Na, which is the traditional Chinese medicine, a form of body manipulation. It's kind of like chiropractic and acupressure type of a treatment. Very insightful. This is one of these brothers that can just put his hand on you and reading your pulses in a traditional Chinese medicine manner, as well as his spiritual openness, give you very good insight into what's going on with your health and your condition. I've had him just looking at somebody from a distance comment on what that person was dealing with health-wise and what type of changes they need to make, and very, very accurate. So he's a powerful healer, and he's located in Bowie, Maryland. So some of the brothers that will be coming in from across the country, it's going to be great for them to be able to get exposed to him. And he's also going to be doing treatments on Saturday and Sunday, so people will be able to book appointments and get some treatment. So if you have any kind of particular health issues, you know, this is also going to be a great feature of the conference. Not only Dr. Muwakkil, Shekham Meter Netter is a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner, fantastic in his own right. He'll be doing treatments, and we have a very limited number of spots still for Dr. Kamal Kokai, who would like to speak a little bit about him, the other presenters as well, you know, as we move forward. But those brothers will be on hand to do some treatments. So this is not just talk. You can actually come and maybe get fixed, you know, get some serious treatment, as well as prescriptions, you know, for things that you'll be able to follow up with.
Everybody, I know you're enjoying this show. Please, don't be shy. Press 1. Somebody just did. Okay, we got another one. Okay, I'm coming to you now. 2341. 2341, you're on the air with Orwa. Welcome.
I just asked you. Come on, right?
341.
And you had another one?
341, you're on the air.
What?
Okay, I'll come back to you.
Oh, we appreciate you listening.
Well, if you don't mind, could you talk about for a moment just the role models? Okay, we, you know, in the Black community, oftentimes have patterned ourselves and, you know, had role models that you know, weren't necessarily the best, because a role model, you can be a bad role model, you know. Just the word role model doesn't imply a good individual that's setting a good example. There are such things as bad role models. Could you talk for a moment about role models and the need for the young brothers, even starting from the youth, to be able to see God men, divine men, and to be able to pattern themselves after that, those men that display the traits that would lend a young brother to want to pattern themselves after, if they have as a foundation the goal of becoming a divine man as opposed to just a good man?
Well, let's take it back to, you know, our spiritual understanding. So in the Kemetic spirituality, as well as in many other traditions, you know, there's an understanding that you go through phases of development, and they're most pronounced in 7 years. So you have, you know, from the time you're born to the time you're 7 years old, and then 7 to 14, 14 to 21, 21 to 28. And, you know, it's kind of understood you're not really mature fully until you're about 28 years old. But during those first, you know, 7 to 14 years of your life, you are highly impressionable. And the dominant faculty within you spiritually, you know, runs on indiscriminate imitation. So it means that you are basically a sponge and you absorb what's around you. And the most powerful impact of what's around you are the people that are with you every day of your life, which is your family. So it starts in the family. So right now we have a condition in our community. It's been orchestrated that way because of social policies as well as certain governmental actions that were taken to flood our community with drugs and to precipitate crime and so forth in order to control us, where the family has taken a major hit, right, to the point where now if you talk to young ladies, there's the majority of them don't even have an expectation of having a husband, right? They might talk about, yeah, I'm going to have a child. But the idea that I'm going to get married, I'm going to live in a household, you know, partnering with a male who's, you know, between the two of us, we're financially going to provide a secure environment and a loving home to raise our children, you know, that idea has been wiped out from the majority of our youth. So this is devastating to the development of a child. We know that, you know, not knowing, not seeing the male playing that role, not knowing what it is to be a man, to be responsible. So, you know, to answer your question about role models, you know, we're trying to put our lives back together. We're trying to pick up, you know, from what's been lost. But a lot of the behaviors, a lot of the attitudes, a lot of the emotional stressors and things come from the insecurities and the gaps of not having that kind of solid, stable foundation. And, you know, I just have to say that I've been blessed to come out of a family where I had a father that was there. I had a father that was able to play the role of being the provider, the protector, and the nurturer in the household. I was able to watch my father, you know, negotiate the challenges of marriage, you know, with my mother in harmony and in peace, and how to compromise and how to discuss and how to make decisions. You know, I grew up with that, so I'm very fortunate, but I'm aware that a lot of our brothers, we didn't grow up with that, and young ladies as well. And that's something that's very hard to repair, you know, for the most formative years of your life. And hence we have what? The devastating impact on relationships where most people, even if they try to get married, most of them fail. So, you know, that modeling of being in a nurturing family environment is the most important thing. Hierarchically. So that's why we call it the ATEFU Conference, because, you know, we want to put that as a standard of manhood. You know, manhood is not about how many sisters you can pull. You know, manhood is not what kind of car you're driving, how much money you're making. Manhood is, can you commit to the values of family? Can you hold a family together? Can you take on the responsibility and raise your children and be present in the home? And work on yourself, correct yourself, grow yourself so that you can be a husband. You can be in a long, in a lasting relationship. And, you know, my second father, you know, from the time I was 22 years old, Shechem Shechem, Dr. Ron F. Amen, you know, was that nurturer for me to help me to consolidate what it is to be a man, what it is to be an African. You know, what it is to be spiritual, what it really means to be strong, and that's all about having great role models. So some of us have been blessed to have them, some of us have not, but we have to now use the technology, learn, meditation, spirituality, rituals. You know, the ultimate role models are the God intelligences within your spirit. So we have a whole system of how to awaken and nurture those within us to make up for these deficits that a lot of us have been born with.
You know, that's why I, at the beginning of the show, played the intro to Papa Was a Rolling Stone, because even looking back, 70s, you know, we used to dance to that, you know what I'm saying? And although how true it was that so for so many people in the African-American community, that was a reality and still is today for so many brothers, and as a result, sisters and children end up being affected by that type of situation. And, of course, you know, there are reasons that you talked about earlier. There are reasons for that. There are reasons why a brother might grow up and become a Rolling Stone. And but that same brother who is the Rolling Stone, wherever he laid his hat was his home, has the potential to be God on earth, correct?
Yes, and I'm glad you played that, man. A beautiful lyric. All he left us was alone. Like, I mean, very, very deep poetry. Mm-hmm. But yes, yes, you know, that's what we need to repair. And we're not going to repair it as long as it's socially acceptable, as long as it's, you know, morally acceptable. And I'm not talking about being the moral police, but, you know, you got to inspire. You have to set a standard and an example, and that's what we, you know, we've attempted to do. And you know, we need to make it popular again, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, one of the things I want to remind the audience of that I have to remind my person of is that, you know, it wasn't too long ago that it was normal for us to be in captivity, as prisoners of war. And it wasn't too long ago that it was normal, you know, for you to be part of a family that was intentionally split up, you know, sold off to different places and never see your relatives again. And it wasn't too long ago that it was normal for you to be aware that your sister was being sexually violated, and that, you know, maybe your cousin got killed because he spoke up. I mean, this was the norm. And to think that those people, our ancestors, had the depth of spirituality to say that even though this is what's going on right now, and there's you know, generations of people growing up that way, and we've never experienced anything different than this, and we don't even have a TV or newspaper to read or to view that there is something different than this, that we can imagine something different than this, and we can work to create something different than this. And here we are, you know, in completely different circumstances. So there's no reason why we cannot change the circumstances that we face today, because they're definitely not worse than what we've changed in the past.
Or while the phone lines keep jumping, man, you ready for some more?
Ready.
All right. 9530, you're on the air with Orwa Amtahudi Kamo. Welcome to the show.
Peace and blessings. Emmanuel from Columbus, Ohio. I have two questions. One is, what does a tefu mean? What does it mean? What is the symbol for a tefu in the Metuniter? And my second question is, how do you contact the ancestors?
Okay, thank you, brother, for that. And a tefu is a Kemetic word for father. So a tef, A-T-E-F, is father. In the Egyptian language, the ancient Egyptian, they pluralize with the U. So we don't say a tefs. We say a tefu. So that's the term that we have kind of taken on as a society, that when we address each other, we don't use the term for brother. We use the term for father, because we want to project on each other. We want to project on each other the value of you, you know. I've been blessed. I have 13 children, and my youngest is 10 years old. I've just been out, you know, playing some ball with him, playing some tennis with him, you know.
Right.
I recognize
yes, sir.
That,
yes,
you know,
sir.
What, you know,
yes,
I try to read. I try to read to him every night. You know, I recognize that. Long after I'm gone, you know, the most important things that he's going to remember are those times that, you know, just like me, I can remember times my father invested in me. So that's
right,
what we want our men to be, as fathers.
Right. True indeed. True indeed. Mm-hmm. And the ancestors.
And as far as
how
the,
do you...
Yeah. As far as the ancestors, and I'm speaking from our perspective as, you know, following a Kemetic spiritual tradition, that the ancestors are already around us. They're already in our lives. The ancestors are inspiring us through, you know, enlightened thoughts that we might receive from time to time. You know, we think it just came from our own mind. In fact, I can remember clearly in 1979 when I first saw a copy of the book of the so-called Book of the Dead, right? The Papyrus of Ani, right? I'm sure many of y'all have seen that. You know, the yellow copy of that.
Right.
And I opened that book and I looked and I saw the writings, the hieroglyphic writings, and I remember distinctly thinking, I don't know what this means, but I know this is familiar. I have seen this before. Right?
Wow.
You had that experience?
Wow. And a couple of things. Yes, sir.
Yeah, of course. So that's the ancestors, you know, shouting in the background, you know, this is it. Pay attention.
Right,
you know?
Oh, the familiar. Okay, the familiar, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
you're
right.
You have an ancestral
right.
recollection there.
Okay,
so,
okay.
So as you meditate, as you learn to meditate and to, I'm glad you brought this question up because...
So does the deja vu fall into that?
The deja vu.
The deja vu
is yes a memory of and in fact you should read the book African Names, right?
Yes, sir.
So in that book, Orhei Madhu talks about the Kemetic, you know, at the judgment scene, you see Renanet and I forget the other one's names.
Meskinet.
Right. And there's another. But they represent your destiny and your path to fortune. And it's present at the judgment, but it's also stated when you're born, when you come to Earth, right, that those gods are there, meaning that intelligence is there. So you get a preview of what it is that are going to be critical tests for you on Earth. You know, what are the significant things that you need to pay attention to? You get a preview of that before you come. And then when you have that experience on the physical plane, that's what you will recall as deja vu. Like, wait a minute, I know I've seen this before. I know this situation happened before, you know, even though you know it hasn't happened in this physical lifetime, it has that familiarity to it. Because you had a preview of it.
Wow. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, brother. And,
thank you.
And by the way,
if
you're not able to make it, we are webcasting the entire conference.
Okay.
So
beautiful.
Wherever you are, you can see it and participate online, and also you'll get copies, recordings of each of the lectures, the sessions, and all that.
Okay, wonderful. Well, yeah, I won't be able to make it. I'm in Columbus, Ohio, but I will be webcasting.
All right, excellent.
Thank you.
You
have a nice
day. Do you follow the show on Blog Talk Radio?
Yes, sir.
All right, my brother, then spread the word, okay?
Yes, sir. We'll do.
You
have a nice day.
On the attempt. And the address and, you know, contact information and how you can attend that before the show is over for everybody. So don't go away, okay, because
no
we've got some information. Thank you
Appreciate your call,
brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Got some more calls coming up. Okay. Let's see here. 8189. 8189. You're on the air with
Orwa
Amtahudi.
Yeah, hello, Orwa. Aknepa from Fort Myers, Florida. How's it going, brother?
All right, my brother from Florida. Looking forward to seeing you in a few days.
Oh yes, I would definitely be there. And thanks again for having Erwan on this platform, sir. Appreciate it. I listen
to you.
Your shows as well, and I do share it as well. So I wanted to ask
you
a quick question, Erwan. It's regarding the Eastern traditional, because I see these guys and you know, the sages, they're very always calm, and you know, they speak, you know, these lovely poetic words sometimes, and it seems like they're in that place of the Asar. But I want to know, do they use their spirit? Because in our tradition, it seems like we use our spirit more, and in their tradition, it's more like they're at a place where they're not really using their spirit, or they probably are, but you know, they don't speak on it the same way that we do.
So what do you mean by use their spirit? What do you mean by that?
All right. So, for example, there's people like Osho or Sadhguru or Muji, Jamaican brother that got enlightened by Papaji. And, you know, whenever you see them, they're just speaking calmly. They're not really speaking about the spirit. They talk about going within yourself, going to your, you know, reflect on the eye, who you are, and, you know, find yourself, you know, things of that nature, which is the same thing that we do, but the way they talk about it is more, it's not a scientific way, like the way that we do it, you know. It's more just a straight shot, but I don't see them talking about using the spirit to do other things in life, like, you know, for example, if we got a reading and it says we need to do Heru Herakuti, which is one of my readings, that, you know, you need to act this, you need to do this type of chant and gather this type of energy to move your spirit a certain way. They don't seem to have that. They seem to have it get to this level and then everything will take care of itself. After that makes sense.
Oh, okay. I hear you. Yeah. Well, I can't really comment on those people in particular, but it sounds like what you're describing is the difference between, you know, the path of enlightenment with your God consciousness, your knowledge of self, right?
Okay.
Your divine self-image and the cultivation of that state of inner peace through which you can access the wisdom and the consciousness, you know, recover your unity connection with others, which is very, very important. It is the most important aspect of the Osirian initiation too. And the whole Osir metaphorane comes out of that understanding that the most fundamental cause of all the problems that we have is a lack of proper self identity, that we identify with the human, you know, physical, emotional part of our being, as opposed to the divine part of our being.
Yeah.
So I have no problem with that. You know. The other thing that you're speaking about, it sounds like, is the practical aspect of, okay, well, what do I do? Because, you know, I have an illness, or I have a you know, financial issue, career. We have social movement to deal with. We have, you know, all kind of things that Earth is demanding that we address, right? And we can't just address that from blissing out, you know, and speaking, you know, words of wisdom. We've got to bring talent, right? We have to bring spiritual power. Spiritual power, talent is another word for power, spiritual power, right? Because if you are impotent, unable to do something, it's another way of saying you don't have the talent to do it. So in the Ra initiation system, you know, we deal with the Neteru, the deities, or the angels, because the angels are the faculties within the spirit that make things happen. So when you say you got a Heru, or you got a Heru Kahuti, or Sebek, you know, we're talking about the divine faculties of the Holy Spirit that you're supposed to be able to awaken in order to address your needs on this earth. And they also, of course, play roles in the manifestation of the wholeness, the God man, the God woman. So it sounds like what you're talking about. So in the cabinet, yes, we understand there's two truths, you know, Ma'ati, there's two sides. There's the Osir and the Ra.
Yeah, and I was just saying that, you know, it seemed like they're more focused in the Osirian, and they don't really too much know about the Ra side of things, you know, the energy format and how it, And if they do know about it, they only know about it, you know, through their way of
understanding. Well, maybe they're not talking about it because it's it is dangerous. So, you know, I don't know. Like
true.
I said, I don't know these people. I can't really judge what they're doing. But it's just like in yoga where they'll tell you that when you're on the path of enlightenment and so forth, you should ignore the cities, right? You know,
yeah.
The cities are the occult powers that are going to come up. Because if you allow yourself to get too focused and distracted into that, and now all of a sudden you discover you have this ability to influence people, you have this ability to, you know, make money, you have this ability to do this, you have this ability to do the other, then you can lose focus on the main prize, and that is, you know, recovering your divinity. Because you can develop power. Yeah, you can develop power that's not grounded in morality.
That's so true.
I think one of the things that you're saying, brother, is the difference between spirituality and comedic science and spiritual science, you know, because a lot of times it became very popular in the last few years for people to, you know, as they moved away from organized religion, to start saying, I'm spiritual. You know, but even I'm spiritual, that's kind of vague. But when you're talking about comedic science, you're talking about things that can be quantified, that can be verified, you know. So is that part of the difference you're talking about when you're talking about the individuals that you mentioned that it just seems kind of, you know, kind of unverifiable, but, you know, it's like they're talking as though they've reached a particular level of enlightenment, but it's not, like you mentioned, something that you can really, they're not getting into the verifiable, quantifiable aspects of living. Would that be correct or incorrect?
Yeah, well, no. I mean, you guys are both on point with what I'm trying to say. I guess it's just different looks on it. You know, the sun is coming this way, but it's just we all at different angles looking at the same sun. But it's the same exact thing, just a different ways about going about it. And before I get off this call, I want to say thank you again for you know, having me on the call and having me on the show. I really appreciate it. And just to let everybody know, man, you should definitely be going to the show. It's going to be amazing. I'm excited. You know, my brother Erwa could tell you how excited I am about the show because I'm one of the ones that said I'm booking my ticket as soon as I heard about it, you know, and I'm all the way in the car, so if you can make it out there, make it out there, you know. I'm an adept reader of Raoul Nefer Amen and all his books. I actually have all of his books except like one or two. And man, you don't want to miss this, man. This is the real deal right here. All right.
Thank you. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much for your call, brother. Thank you for taking the time to tune in and listen and to call in and speak. Really appreciate it.
Most definitely. You guys have a good one. Bye bye.
Everybody, we still have a few moments. If you want to call in and speak with Orwa Amtahuda Kamo, please press 1 and it will let me know, and then I can bring you on board. Orwa, let's give the information concerning, before we go, the address, how people can take advantage of this workshop or this conference if they're interested in coming, contact information, dates, times, and all of the information that people are going to need to come.
All right, well, thank you. You want to go to www.AusarAusetPA.com. So that's AusarAusetPA, like Pennsylvania, .com. And once you get there, you'll see the TEFU conference tab is right there on the website. You can click on there, and you'll see the option to either buy a ticket. It's $25 for the whole weekend, right? Unlimited access to all of the lectures. And it starts on Saturday afternoon, and then it continues on Sunday morning with we'll actually be doing Qigong in the park together on Sunday morning, and then our keynote address from Shechem Shechem will be at 4 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. On Saturday, we'll have Dr. Akmal Muwakil doing a presentation on traditional Chinese medicine and healing black men. We'll also be hearing from Orowa Hehi Madurod Kamet with a very, very powerful workshop on electromagnetic pollution and the new carcinogen. I know that you had him on your show before, and people would do well to go back and listen to that that great interview you did with him, because this is something that we definitely need to be mindful of. So he's going to be bringing his devices and going through the research and explaining to us what is actually going on and how we all need to be mindful of this, because health is number one, and we need to be aware. And then the keynote speaker on Saturday is going to be Shechem Meteru Netter, and he's going to be discussing black men in a state of dis-ease, hypertension, diabetes, prostate issues, impotence, and how the lifestyle, the diet, the herbology, and the traditional Chinese medicine, the Taoist application that we've developed under Shechem's guidance has gotten us clinical results in dealing with these issues. And then Saturday night, for those who are on Osirian Initiation or parts of our group, we're going to be having a very powerful spiritual ceremony. It's not on the flyer. It's something that we would discuss with those who show up, who are interested, if they can attend. But it's going to be a series of angelic invocations dealing with the African, the African powers of Heru Kahuti, and Seker. When we say we're men, there's a male energy, a male intelligence, a male aspect to God that deals with, warriorship, self-defense. When we talk about Kujichakalia, self-determination, it's not an intellectual principle, it's a power. And we know how to invoke that, how to light that up inside of us. So we'll be doing that Saturday evening. And then Sunday morning, we'll be out in the park doing Qigong together. Last year, we had a fantastic Qigong circle. We had about 50 brothers there out in the sun. We've called upon the sun to be out. and then we're going to get back together. We're going to talk about how to eat like a man, how to get the proper nutrition, being on the go a lot of times, being single a lot of times, not having, somebody cooking for you anymore. How do you get the right food to nurture yourself? And then we'll also be hearing from Dr. Ramen Kamal Kokai. This brother is one of my good friends. We started out, we were initiated together in Osara Set back in 1982. He's a graduate of Yale Medical School. He went on after his medical degree and studied in China and got certified in traditional Chinese medicine. He went on to become a master a homeopath using homeopathic medicine. So that's three different medical systems. And then he's gone on to work with kinesiology and energy medicine.
Wow.
Over, I believe it's 40 years of clinical experience in dealing with our brothers. So, I mean, this is a kind of resource. And he's going to be talking about energy medicine, a new paradigm, and his topic is kind of heavy. It's about physics and medicine. So that's going to be powerful. And then after all of that, the keynote address by Shechem Shechem, Dr. Ramnef Amen, who, like I said, Dr. Kokai, I think he'll agree. He wouldn't be the man he is today if it wasn't for the over 20 years of training he had with Shechem Shechem. Same thing with Shechem Meteru Netter and Owahim Adu and so many others. He introduced us to these Taoist principles back in the 80s. And after 40 years now, he's codified his own system, merging the ancient Kemetic tradition back into the Taoist system. I say back because we know it all started at one root. So he's been able to integrate, and he's still working to integrate the Taoist tradition and the Kemetic spiritual system to reintegrate what we had in the past. So he has the Ra Qigong system, and he's going to be talking about that and the advanced you know, work after having released the book and the system and the results that we've gotten, the continuation of the work he's done around that, and the addition of working with certain acupuncture points in the body with essential oils and things, it's powerful. So a lot to look forward to this weekend. So again, go to osarasetpa.com and click on the Atefu Pet tab. You can click there to register and buy your ticket for $25. If you can't make it, you can still make it. You can click on the next button, which says I want to attend online, and there's going to be a webinar link. It's, I believe, six sessions. Each of the different presenters will be there online with you live. You'll be able to ask questions and interact. And after the conference is over, you'll automatically get a recording of each of the sessions, because the material that they're going to be discussing is not something that most of us are going to get on the first time through. You know, it's deep. So you'll want to have recordings to be able to go back and review and listen to and study. And any handouts that are given out, we'll also email the PDFs to you. So that's $25 also. You get full access to the whole conference.
$25? I mean,
$25,
you just thought,
it's a black man price.
Like 20. $5.
Brothers need help, right?
I'm numb over here. I'm sitting here grinning from ear to ear. I'm thinking, wow, all of this, all of these speakers, all of this powerful, powerful information. Just imagine if this was taught in schools. I mean, my. Brothers and sisters, I mean, I know there's sisters listening as well. Sisters, share this information with your brothers. You've got sons. You've got husbands. You've got brothers. You've got uncles, you know. And you need your brothers and your sons and your fathers and your uncles to be healthy. You need your brothers and your fathers and your uncles and your sons to be divine. And this is a good place to start. Make sure that they're at the Atefu Conference in Philadelphia. And, I mean, only $25 for all of this. Wow. Baba, this has been a very, very powerful, powerful interview. And if you could, just before we go, talk about, if you would, Shu and Tefnut. Again, they're two different energies. I mean, we know that chi manifests as in different, you know, polarities. But for those who might not know the difference, they might hear these terms, Shu and Tefnut, as they're delving into ancient Kemetic spirituality and science. What is Shu and Tefnut, and the... even though they're different, one is feminine and one is masculine, the importance of men being able to harness and cultivate the masculine energy that's going to be, again, taught at the Atefu Conference via programs or disciplines such as Qigong and the like.
Okay, well, the easiest way to understand Shu and Tefnut is the, you know, the Taoist correspondence of yin and yang. You know, it's the understanding that all of life has two polarities, a male and a female. You know, a outgoing, you know, centripetal force or centrifugal force, or ingoing centrifugal force. So, you know, this is the basis of the duality, principle of duality, right? Like, when you speak about wisdom and you say Tehu Ti or Ma'ati, the two truths, that, you know, understanding of anything in life boils down to, you know, realizing that there are two complementary attributes that make up any one whole. And this philosophical deficiency is what gives us warped philosophies. For example, where there's a male aspect of God and there's no female.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even the concept that a man is all yang, you know, a man is yang and yin, you know, a female is yang and yin. It's just a different proportion or a different emphasis. But for you to be healthy, you have to have that tefnut, that yin of feminine energy flowing through you in a state of balance. Otherwise, you will not sleep well. You will not heal. You'll not recover. You'll not plan well. You'll not internalize your thoughts properly to arrive at the full insight into things. And then you need that Shu or that Yang energy, you know, to take now that which you have internalized and express it outwardly. So it's really a marriage of the yin and yang that brings health, that brings harmony, that brings prosperity. So that's what in Kemet, when we say that, you know, life started and out of the no-thingness, out of the primordial state of matter energy, you know, God came forth as the creator, and then his first act was to, you know, become from one to three, meaning to give birth to Shu and Tefnut.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, my special guest today is Orwa Amtahudi Kamo. I don't want to monopolize this time. I wish we could talk for 5 hours, but
well,
I know
I
you
would,
do too.
I would like to say one more thing, brother, and that is that the spaces for consultation are very limited and filling up. So if anybody's hearing this that plans on coming to the TEFU conference and you would like to get a consultation, a health consultation with either Shechem Meter Uneter, Dr. Akmal Muakil, or Dr. Kamal Kokai, you need to email us after you go to the website and register. Email osarasetpa@gmail.com and let us know. We'll put you in touch with the person that's scheduling those consultations and let you know the very reasonable fees that they are charging because it's kind of like a community service that they're doing. So very low cost. A lot of us out here don't have no health insurance. They say black men are the last people to go to the doctor. Yeah, one of the reasons is we don't have any money to go to the doctor. So, you know, take advantage of sitting with these brothers. Get your pulse taken. We have an Accugraph machine that you can use to get an accurate reading on your energy meridians, right, to understand what's going on with your health. And these brothers will be able to not only treat you on the spot with acupuncture, Tuina, but also prescribe or guide you to, traditional Chinese medical formulas that you can get. You won't necessarily have all of those available at the conference, but you'll know how to follow up, what you need to take supplement-wise and what you need to do dietary-wise to get yourself back together. So don't wait on that till you get here because all the spots will be taken. So give us send us an email. We'll connect you and get you a spot to get your health consultation.
Could you please give the information again, the address and the contact information for the ATEFU conference again for people that are want to come? Because I know you want to come. So could you please share with the listening audience again the address, date, and time of the Ketefu conference, because you need to be there, everybody. Brothers, you need to be there. Sisters, you need to share this information with the brothers that you know so that they can attend. Orwa?
Sure. So the Ketefu conference is going to be on April 7th and 8th. That's Saturday and Sunday. We didn't talk about it this time. We did talk about it last time, but the spots for the men training is sold out. We don't have any more space for that. If you're not familiar what we're talking about, you can go to sarsetpa.com, and you'll see information about the male internal Neigong, which we're rolling out. We're introducing at this conference. We'll be demonstrating it. It's a very intense training for men that deals with our adaptation of what's called iron crotch, iron shirt Qigong, which is a male energy cultivation practice in Qigong. So that's actually starting Friday night. That's going to be the 6th, 7th, and 8th. But as I said, those spots are sold out. There is an online class available still for that where you can get 4 classes in the basic understanding of that system, and you can get yourself on a waiting list for the next session that we're going to have in Philadelphia, and we're also looking at bringing it to Washington and some other areas. So you can get information about that. But the conference itself is the 7th and 8th. So go to, and let me give a phone number. You can call 215-843-0900, 215-843-0900 for more information. That's our retail location. We're open from 2 p.m. till 8 p.m. at that number. So 2 to 8 p.m. Every day except Sunday. So give us a call, or you can go online to www.osarasetpa.com. That's AUSARAUSETPA, like Pennsylvania, .com. Thank you, Brother Juwanza.
Wow.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Always, brother. Thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Peace and love.
All right. Peace and love. Everybody, that is Orwa. I'm Tahuti Kamo. You got to make it to the ITEFU conference, everybody. Let me share with you that we've done a previous show on the ITEFU conference. This was part two. Okay. So if you want to hear part one, that is on the first page of the archives. I want to invite everybody, if you haven't followed the show on Blog Talk Radio, you can do that. All you have to do is click follow if you're listening online, and you will be notified every time there's a show. You'll be notified of the date, the time, the guest, and the topic. Okay, so just so that you're aware, you can go back and listen to the first ITEFU conference interview. That's on the first page of the archives, okay? We've also got shows with Dr. Orwa Hehimadurai and Comet on the EMF frequencies. Are they hurting our community? EMF, is it hurting our community? Of course it is. You can listen to that interview. That's also on the first page of the archives. We've got shows with Shechem Ashechem, Dr. Ra'u Nefer Amen, on Stress-Free for Life. That's in the archives. We got shows with him on different topics. The YF, Healing and Enhance Your Brain Through Comedic Meditation, that's in the archives. When his book, Meduna Tear, Volume 7 came out, we did an interview on that. That's in the archives as well. Of course, with shows as well with Hexham Suheru, Shekhame Abnater, we've got shows with priests and priestesses in the Osiriset Society that you would really, really love, and they're all in the archives. Okay, so I encourage you to follow the show on Blog Talk Radio, and again, you'll be notified of who, when, and what time and the topic. So I certainly appreciate your time today. Wasn't this fabulous? Did you not get fed today? I got fed today, and I know that you got fed too. So I want to encourage you to also share this information, okay? I mean, if you ate a good meal, wouldn't you want to share it with somebody? Well, if you feel that this information is worthy of being shared with other people that you know, brothers that can benefit, sisters who have sons and fathers and uncles and brothers and cousins that could benefit from this information, please, all you have to do is share the link. It's easier to share the link and let them listen to the show than to try to explain what was said during the broadcast. You ever tried to do that? You know, you're trying to share what somebody else said, and you might not be doing the topic justice. And so what I like to do is I just go ahead and share the link to the show. That way they can hear it from the person themselves, and I don't have to try to remember everything that was said, okay? So, again, I just want to thank everybody so much for your time. I know you could be doing something else. The word went out. You responded. I mean, the phone lines are still jam-packed, and the guest is gone, all right? So I really can see that you're really interested in this information. So, again, share it. Also, we've got shows coming up that are really, really going to feed your spirit. Shechem Amhetrahem Ma'at did a show recently on the show. It's on the first page of the archives, too. It's called Meditation, More Than Just Breathing and Relaxation. Meditation, More Than Just Breathing and Relaxation. Awesome, awesome interview. Now, we know just how much meditation is going to play a role in us transcending our emotions and becoming divine, right? So listen to that show. Go back and listen to that show on meditation by Shechem Amhetrahem Ma'at. Again, it's called Meditation, More Than Just Relaxation and Breathing. That's on the first page of the archives as well. We've got shows with, as I mentioned, Orwa Hehimadurai and Comet in the archives as well. I mean, we've done shows on the seven divisions of the spirit. We've done shows on the 11 laws of God. Those are in the archives. If you've ever wondered about the 11 laws of God, what are the 11 laws of God? What's the Pout Netaru? Well, you can find out. All you have to do is scroll down the archives. We've gone from the top of the tree to the bottom, okay? So all you have to do is scroll down, and you can find those shows on the 7 divisions of the Spirit, the 11 laws of God. We've done shows with Shechem Hekshem Suheru, Shechem Me'ev Neter, on the different solstices, the equinoxes. We've done shows on Minab meditation. You got to hear that show. That's an awesome show, too. Transcending your emotions with Minab meditation. That's in the archives. All right. So I just encourage you to scroll through the archives. You'll see shows with people who've cured themselves of cancer. I mean, just regular guests on the show that are really, really going to feed your spirit. The show's called Health, Wealth, and Divine, because that's what we talk about. We're going to talk about your health. We're going to talk about becoming divine, and we're going to be talking about wealth. We've got shows for entrepreneurs in the archives, too. So I encourage you to scroll through the archives and find something that you like. All you have to do is just click, and please, you can also give me some feedback if you like. There's a way you can respond to me via Blog Talk. You can send me a message. Let me know how you're liking the shows, even guests that you'd like to hear from, okay? So, again, thank you, thank you, thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And, for, again, for all of the listeners who've tuned in, thank you so much. Share it. And for all of the callers that called in, thank you. It's my pleasure to bring these shows to you because I grow as well as I sit and listen to the guests share the information that is going to help us rise into our divinity, because that's what it's all about, okay? We can make some changes in the world that we live in. And through shows like this, through conferences like the ATEFU conference, we can make a difference. We just have to share the information, because just like the song Papa Was a Rolling Stone, okay, we can change that reality. You know, that's still a reality for a lot of families, you know, but we can change that. Okay, help us to change that by sharing the information, okay? Thank you to Baba Louis Gossett Jr. for calling in today. What a surprise. Thank you so much, Baba. Always a pleasure to hear from you. I will be in touch. Everybody, my name is Juwanza. Who am I? I'm the one who in giving receives more. Who are you? Gotcha. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth.
Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Papa never was a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Stealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hung her head and said,
Mama looked up with a tear in her eyes.